Hey everybody. Yesterday I talked with you a little bit about the Holy Spirit. I want to go to a really cool chapter and a few verses in the book of John, chapter 14, because this chapter here envelops the entire Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I want to talk to you about that. I'm going over here to verse 6. Jesus answered, this is after Thomas said, "How do we know where you're going so we'll know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So there's the Father-Son relationship. And then he says, if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. So showing that he and the Father are one. And then he says, from now on, you do know him and you have seen him. So again, Jesus is talking about he and God being one. And then if you jump down to verse 15, he introduces the Holy Spirit into the Trinity. He says, if you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. And so this is really cool that we see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all in this passage. And Jesus in this passage calls the Holy Spirit the advocate. And Jesus says the Holy Spirit will live within you. Now, there's a lot of wrong teaching out there about the Holy Spirit that's just not biblical. So I want to encourage you as you study the Holy Spirit to make the Gospels, make the Scriptures your main source of information. There's so much misteaching about the Holy Spirit out there in many churches and in many Christian circles. It's almost as if the Holy Spirit is put above Jesus. And the Holy Spirit in a lot of teaching just becomes something that gives you something. And it's not about us. And that's the thing that bothers me so much about some of this misteaching about the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's our advocate. An advocate is someone who, in today's terms, goes to bat for us. The counselor, the Holy Spirit's called the counselor, the one who reminds us what God's desires for our lives are. And I love knowing that when we accept a relationship with Jesus, his Holy Spirit that he sent, Jesus says he sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit resides in us. So Jesus says, you're not going to be alone. I'm going to send my Holy Spirit. And we get that blessing. And then Christ will return. And then we will be forever in eternity with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Or in the days where I grew up, the Holy Ghost, which sounds a little spooky, but it's really not. Let's pray together today. Thank you, God, the creator of everything, the master over all, the one true God. In three parts, the Father. Thank you, Father. What a good Father you are. Thank you, Jesus, the one who came to sacrifice himself on the cross for my sin and the sin of my friends, for the sin of the whole world if they would only accept you. And Father, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, that you, God, live inside us. You counsel us. You remind us. You advocate for us. And you teach us. Thank you so much for this wonderful gift called the Holy Spirit. And God, today we just are in awe of your love for us. As we walk through this day today, would you constantly remind us that we have you living inside of us, that we're never alone, that no matter what we're going through, We don't have to do it on our own, but we have the advocate, the promised advocate, living inside of us. What a gift. We love you, God. Walk with us today, and may we be led by you in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.